最终心的旨意要完成的。
The ultimate purpose of God will be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你爱主的话，
if you love the Lord,
你里面有没有满足呢？
Do you have a satisfaction?
你要问说，
you want to ask,
主所要得着的教会真的是荣耀的教会吗？
Has the church that the Lord is longing for, is it a glorious church?
我们真的在恩典中长大吗？
Are we growing in grace?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这应该是我们的祷告。
It should be our prayer.
这应该是我们的盼望。
It should be our hope.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
现在你看见吗？
So you see that?
圣经里面满了预言。
The Bible is full of prophecy.
而那个预言一定要应验。
And that prophecy has to be fulfilled.
但是问题在这里。
The problem is this.
太多的预言我们读也读不来。
There are too many prophecies we can't just dull digest.
可是神的话很有意思。
But the word of God is very interesting.
你知道这些预言就代表神在历史中行走。
So these prophecies speak about God walking in history.
那不是代表圣灵的运动吗？
But doesn't it talk about the movement of the Holy Spirit?
它的运动会留下轨迹的，不是吗？
But this movement actually has a path that it lays forth.
讲了1800个预言。
When you talk about the 1800 prophecies,
不是有1800个点吗？
Isn't it there 180 points?
那么当圣灵这样做的时候，我怎么把它明白在一起？
So how do I understand it and group it together?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand it, brothers
and sisters. 现在如果你看神所创造的宇宙，
So if you look at the universe that God creates,
你看见天上的东西在那动的时候，
So when you see the movement of the heavenly bodies,
我们读物理的人称它做 heavenly body, 就是天上的物体在那动的时候，
So us physicists call them heavenly bodies,
它一定有轨迹的，
It has a certain path that it follows.
你不管是哪个天体在那动，
No matter what kind of heavenly body, it has a path.
它的轨迹一定是椭圆的。
Path is always elliptical.
有一个物理学家 Kepler.
There is a physicist called Kepler.
他死的时候，
when he died,
在坟墓上面就画了一个椭圆形。
So he drew an ellipse on his monument.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他在做科学研究以前，
But because when he did a study of science,
他相信圣经的话。
He believed the word of the Bible.
如果相信圣经的话，
If he believes in the word of the Bible,
所有天体运动应该是圆的。
So all the heavenly bodies, they should go in a circle.
这是他的观念。
This is his concept.
圆的才是完满的。
So a circle is complete or a whole.
如果神创造宇宙的话，
If God created the universe,
地球绕太阳一定是圆的。
So the earth circling the sun must be circular.
月亮绕地球应该也是圆的。
The moon circulating the earth must be circular as well.
很稀奇。
But it's very interesting.
神就是给他看见。
But God wanted to show him.
这是你的说法。
This is your understanding.
你的想法。
This is your thought.
最后他顺服下来。
So then he yielded to the Lord.
他知道说神的话才是最后的。
He said that God's word is the ultimate word.
神所给的天文的数据全是对的。
So all the data points from the heavens is right.
他的想法可以是错。
His idea could be wrong.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天他忽然间，
One day he
他要把这些资料统统放在一起，
Gathered all the information together.
忽然发现，
He suddenly discovered.
那个在牛顿还没有发现，还在牛顿以前。
But even before Isaac Newton.
哦，他高兴得不得了。
He was very excited.
原来所有天体的运动都是椭圆的。
So all the movement of the heavenly bodies is elliptical.
他不会解释。
He don't know how to, doesn't know how to explain.
他以为说，如果神所创造一定是圆的。
So if it's always circular,
什么叫圆的？
What does circular mean?
就是圆心能够决定一切，对不对？
So that the center can determine everything.
你给我半径。
Right? You give me the radius.
你只要给我圆心。
You give me the center.
我就知道，我不必知道哪一点哪一点哪一点。
So I don't need to know what point and what point.
问题就解决了。
Then I know that.
但是很稀奇。
But it's interesting.
神的道路永远高过人的道路。
The way of God is higher than our ways.
所以科学家。
So scientists
不能够改变神的创造。
They cannot change the creation of God.
只能顺服神的创造。
They can yield to the creation of God.
顺服的结果。
When you yield to His creation,
他们就找到了。
Then they found the answer.
所以他们终于找到了。
So then they found it.
所以牛顿就有了所谓的三个定律。
So then Newton had the three laws.
这就是我们今天的世界。
So this is our world.
是因为科学家顺服神的结果。
Is when the scientists yield to the creation of God.
明白吗？
You understand that?
所以因为这个缘故，
So because of this,
我们晓得所有所有的天体的运动都椭圆的运动。
All the movement of the heavenly bodies is elliptical.
那你怎么画一个椭圆？
How do you draw an ellipse?
你要画一个椭圆，怎么画呢？
How do you draw an ellipse?
非常简单。
Very simple.
假定你在桌子上。
And on your table,
你拿一个很大的纸条。
You get a huge piece of paper.
那你拿一把铅笔。
And you have a pencil.
不过你要找到两个大头钉。
So you need to find two thumbtacks.
然后呢，你把一根线呢就连在那个大头钉。
So you connect the string to the two thumbtacks.
好，然后你拿铅笔又顶着那根线。
And then you use the pencil to against that string.
一面往外顶，一面往旁边动。
And then you move as you push the strings out.
我可以保证你画出来的一定是椭圆形。
I can guarantee you that what you draw is an ellipse.
这就是椭圆形的来源。
So this is the origin of the ellipse.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说。
This tells us.
虽然当椭圆运动的时候。
So even though in that elliptical movement.
它有两个焦点。
It has two foci.
两个焦点决定了它们的运动。
Those two foci determines the movement.
原来圆周只有一个焦点。
So a circle only has one center.
但是呢，你看见在它上面就一有两个焦点。
But in the ellipse, there are two focal points.
所以根据这两个焦点
,according to these two focal points,
你就应该能够解释所有它的运动每一点。
You can explain all the points on that line.
所以弟兄姊妹
,so brothers and sisters,
年轻人
young people,
当你们读圣经的时候
,when you read the Bible,
当你读1800个预言的时候
,when you read the 1800 prophecies,
你可以把它 summarize 在一起
,you can summarize them,
你也可以把它归纳在一起
,and you can organize them,
你发现只有两个 class, 只有两类的预言
,you know, there are only two classes of prophecies,
第一是围绕主耶稣第一次来的
,first class surrounds the Lord's first coming,
第二次是围绕主耶稣第二次来的
,the second group class surrounds his second coming,
明白吗
?you understand?
我可以保证大家
I can guarantee you all.
你把这些预言都读过了。
After read all these prophecies,
只有两个可能。
Only two possibilities.
一个是主耶稣第一次来。
One relates to his first coming.
有333个预言。
There are 333 prophecies.
主耶稣怎么降生
？How the Lord was born.
他死的时候怎样是埋葬在这个。财主的坟墓。
How he died in a rich ruler's tomb.
他被列在罪犯之中。
And he was numbered amongst the transgressors.
你们懂得中国人，中国字的人就很清楚。
So those of you who understand Chinese,
主耶稣不是那个大人吗
？Isn't our Lord Jesus a big man?
他不是挂在十字架上
？He was crucified on a cross.
旁边不是有两个小人吗
？And then there are two little men.
那个两个小人就是强盗啊。
And those are two robbers.
一个十字架。
On one cross,
一个大的人
one big man,
上面还有两个小人
and then two little men.
这什么意思
What is that for?
来的意思
It's the Chinese character for
什么都可以来、啊、
Anyone can come.
因为主完成了救恩以后
Because after the Lord Jesus finishes salvation, anybody can come.
所以请大家记得
So brothers and sisters,
主耶稣到底怎样列在罪犯之中
How the Lord Jesus numbered among the transgressors.
旧约里面的、这个约瑟就这个故事。
In the Old Testament, the story of Joseph was thus.
他是没有罪的。
He was sinless.
结果他被在地牢里面。
But then he was thrown into a cell.
他列在罪犯之中。
And he was numbered among the transgressors.
你记得有一个后来就砍头了。
One, he lost his head.
一个后来就得救了。
The other was saved.
To restore. 什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就好像两个强盗一样。
Just like the two robbers.
一个灭亡了。
One was perished.
一个得救。
One was saved.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
现在清楚吗
？Now you're clear.
当你读旧约圣经
，When you study the Old Testament,
有一大类的圣经
，There is a whole set of prophecies.
是围绕在主耶稣第一次。
Relate to the Lord's first coming.
还有一类的圣经
，Another grouping of prophecies.
是围绕在主耶稣第二次。
Surround his second coming.
所以很清楚。
So very simple.
两个焦点。
Very clear. Two focal points.
明白吗
？You understand that?
就这两个焦点。
These two focal points.
所以才能够有个椭圆。
So then you can have an ellipse.
但犹太人不是。
But for the Jews, it's not this way.
犹太人知道主耶稣一次来。
They only know that Jesus comes once.
所以明白吗
？So you see that
他们的运动是圆周运动。
So their movement is a circular movement.
所以难怪他们读圣经读不懂。
So that's why they don't understand the Bible.
圣经给我们看见神的运动是椭圆的运动。
They show us the Bible shows us that it's an elliptical movement of the prophecies.
不光预言主耶稣第一次来。
Not only do you have the first coming,
还预言主耶稣第二次来。
And also prophecies of his second coming.
那么最稀奇的。
So the most amazing thing.
讲到主耶稣第一次来
，When you talk about the Lord's first coming,
那是但以理书
，is the book of Daniel.
讲到主耶稣第二次来
，talk about the second coming of the Lord.
主要是启示录
，it's mainly the book of Revelation.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing?
两个老人
，the two old men,
都快到100岁
，they're almost 100 years old.
记忆力慢慢都不行了
，they almost do not have memory.
结果神让他们看见的最清楚
，so the Lord allowed them to see the clearest.
他们所看见的年轻人赶不上
，what they see, young people couldn't reach.
因为神保守他。
Because the Lord kept him.
但你年轻的时候。
Daniel when he was young.
他不让世界来污染。
He did not allow the world to corrupt him.
神保守他。
The Lord kept him.
而且让他活得最长。
It allowed him to live the longest.
神让他活得长不是多抱几个孙子。
The Lord allowed him to live longest, not to have more grandchildren.
神让他活得越长。
The Lord allowed him to live.
越明白神的旨意。
So that he knew the will of God more.
越能看见主耶稣第一次来怎样的。
How the Lord's first coming was about. This is the book of Daniel.
光一个但以理还不行。
But not just Daniel.
还有约翰。
You have the John.
约翰也是活到快100岁。
John also lived till almost 100 years old.
你看见吗？
You see that?
他在世界里面。
In the world.
结果他不属于这个世界。
He did not belong to the world.
他没有被这世界糟蹋了。
He was not used by the world.
他身体不是越来越糟糕。
His body didn't deteriorate.
他依靠神。
He depended on the Lord.
神就保守他。
The Lord kept him.
让他活得很长。
He lived very long.
如果活得很长。
If he lived long.
糊涂有什么用呢？
So if he got Alzheimer's, what use was it?
如果你不清不楚有什么用呢？
If you're not clear in your mind, what use is it?
不光是活得
长，he not only lived long,
而且头脑越来越敏锐。
His mind was so clear.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
从世界眼光来看，
from the eyes of the world,
但以理可以退休了。
Daniel could retire.
你知道约翰也可以退休了。
John could retire.
谁说他们不能退休？
But God said they can't retire.
只有他们最老的时候，
only when they're the oldest,
是他们最有用的时候。
When they're the most useful.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
年轻的弟兄姊妹，
young people,
你们要为着神来保守你们自己。
You have to, for the Lord's sake,keep your bodies.
不要随便糟蹋你们的身体。
Don't waste your bodies.
不要让罪来摧残你的身体。
Don't let sin corrupt your body.
让神保守你。
The Lord to keep you.
不只保守你。
Not only keep you.
不光叫你不糊涂。
Not only not to get Alzheimer's.
而且你明白主的话。
So you know the word of God.
所以感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
给我们看见主第一次再来。
Daniel shows us our Lord's first coming.
然后在启约翰给我们看主耶稣第二次再来。
John shows us the Lord's second coming.
所以明白吗？
So you see that, brothers and sisters?
很清楚的。
So now very clear.
这两个焦点
These two focal points
就解释了所有圣经中的
Explain all the prophecies in the Bible
好了
So,
那为什么主耶稣是最大的先知
Why is the Lord Jesus the greatest prophet?
为什么主耶稣是被高的先知
Why is the Lord the anointed prophet?
因为只有他
Because only him
能够把但以理书跟启示录连在一起
He can connect the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation
明白吗
You understand that?
这就是马太福音24章
This is Matthew 24
再加上路加福音21
Plus Luke 21
这一次我们只能看路加福音21
This time we can only look at Luke 21
我们看我们的主怎样的把但以理跟约翰放在一起
We see how did the Lord bring together the book of Daniel and the book of John
当你读到但以理第十二章
When you come to Daniel chapter 12
圣经告诉但以理说
the Holy Spirit told Daniel
你要把这些话封起来
You have to seal these books
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it interesting
但以理说了那么多话
So Daniel spoke all these words
神说要把它关起来
The Lord said seal them
关起来什么意思
What does it mean to seal them
人读不懂的
The man will not understand it
什么意思
What does it mean
因为神的话没有讲完
Because the word of God is not finished
所以你没法解释
So you can't interpret the word of God.
那什么时候神的话讲完了？
When is the word of God completed?
要道成肉身才。
Is when the word becomes flesh.
所以为什么主耶稣道成肉身？
Why is the Lord Jesus the word become flesh?
就是化成了肉身。
It means the word become flesh.
只有主耶稣的话才是最后的话。
Only the Lord's word is the final word.
因为他是最大的先知。
Because he's the greatest prophet.
只有他来了。
Only when he comes.
才能解释圣经。
He can explain the Bible.
所以当你读到启示录最后一章的时候。
So when you come to the last book of the Bible in Revelation.
圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
你知道约翰被通知怎么说呢
So what was it said to John?
不要封住书上的预言
Do not seal the words in the book.
为什么
Why?
现在很清楚
Because now it's clear.
现在从但以理书到启示录
So from Daniel to Revelation.
你可以完全解释它
You can completely interpret it.
为什么解释它
Why interpret it?
因为道成了肉身
Because the word became flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
那把钥匙在谁的手里呢
Where is that key?
在大先知的手里
The key is in the hands of the great prophet.
在主耶稣基督的手里
In the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以不要忘记
So don't forget.
路加福音二十一章是很重要很重要的
Luke 21 is very important chapter.
我们如果仔细来看路加福音二十一章
If we look at Luke 21.
你看他怎么说的呢
What does it say?
第五节
Verse 5.
有人谈论圣殿
And when some were talking about the temple.
是用美食和供物装饰
That it was adorned with beautiful stones and votive gifts.
耶稣就说
He said.
论到你们所看见的
As for these things which you are looking at,
你看见吗？那时候门徒所看见这一切。
So the disciples looked at those things.
门徒说：“这是何等的石头
！”They said, "Oh, look at the stones of the temple."
那个圣殿真是很美。
The temple is so beautiful.
你如果没有到过耶路撒冷，你等于没有到过圣殿。
If you have never been to Jerusalem, as if you've never been to the temple.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那时候圣殿广场是全世界最大的宗教的广场。
So at that time, the temple square was the largest religious square.
所以就